China's parliament has voted to repeal the presidential term limits, allowing President Xi Jinping to remain in power indefinitely. The move gives President Xi more time to complete his master plan of centralising party control and increasing his nation's global standing. But it also ties the world's most populous country more closely to the fate of a single man. For more, I spoke to Stephen Nagy, a professor of international relations at Tokyo's Christian University. He's in Beijing. Stephen Nagy, what's behind President Xi's push to change the term limits?
Fundamentally, the Chinese Communist Party, as well as Xi Jinping, see political stability as the priority in terms of governance and enacting important reforms that are going to be a challenge for the Chinese government going forward over the next 5 to 10 years. Political instability, changing leadership, and the lack of a strong leader will make these kinds of changes very, very difficult from the Chinese point of view. And with that, they've made a decision collectively, but I think pushed by Xi Jinping, to consolidate his leadership and ensure that there'll be political stability for at least the next 10 years.
Dissenters have said that this will destroy China and it puts it at risk of returning to the Mao era. Do you see that happening?
Well, listening to scholars here in Beijing and Shanghai, I think that there's mixed sentiments concerning removing term limits. But the consensus seems to be that China does need political stability over the next 10 years to push forward these strong reforms. My personal view is that I think that it will be a challenge for international leaders, but also an opportunity because there'll be political stability and we'll have a much better understanding of what to expect from China, because Xi Jinping's leadership has been quite clear that he would like to have a very stronger Chinese presence on the international scene, and that stronger international presence means promoting Chinese values, promoting Chinese institutions such as the AAIB and the BRI, the Belt Road Initiative, to provide Chinese public goods to the global community. At the domestic level, I think that China does indeed have many challenges, and political instability will create huge problems domestically in terms of social economic instability. But social economic instability in the Chinese context would also affect global economic growth.
He's also almost creating himself as a bit of a lightning rod, though. He's saying to the world that only he has the ability to steer the Chinese economy. But if there's any downturn, it's all on him.
That's true, but if you've looked at his rhetoric, he clearly says that the Communist Party is at the center of government within the Chinese context, and it's the Communist Party that's going to ensure political stability and continued social economic growth with his leadership. So again, there's a continuous focus on the Communist Party as being the center of governance, the center of stability, and the center of achieving the China dream. That's the rejuvenation of the Chinese people and nation.
So what is the motivation behind this extension of his term limit?
Well, I think that if we look at China over the next 5 to 10 years, there's many challenges that China's going to need to deal with. Corruption, environmental challenges, dealing with shadow banking, dealing with domestic reform to try and move the Chinese economy away from a manufacturing-based economy towards a service sector-based economy. These reforms are going to require a stepping on the toes of many stakeholders within the Chinese political context and Chinese society. And I think Xi Jinping and the Communist Party understand this. And the viewpoint is that strong, centralized, stable leadership will ensure that they can push through these reforms and somehow get China through a very, very rough patch to try and achieve the China dream, becoming a middle-class society by 2035. And having global leadership by 2050.
Professor Stephen Nagy from Tokyo's Christian University. He was speaking from Beijing.